WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The body of Pope Francis brought to St. Peter's Basilica this morning in a solemn ceremony. He will lie in state there for 3 days until his funeral on Saturday.
What comes next after Saturday's funeral and burial? The conclave, that ancient process, all the cardinals gathering in the Sistine Chapel, sworn to secrecy to choose the next pope. No date for that has been set yet. Vatican rules say it should be 15 to 20 days after the death of a pope.
ABC's Terry Moran at the Vatican. Evacuation orders have been lifted for thousands who were told to leave their homes because of a fast-moving wildfire along the Jersey Shore. The busy Garden State Parkway in New Jersey shut down because of smoke. The fire about 10% contained. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.2 shook Istanbul, Turkey today, leading people to rush out of homes and buildings in a panic. Despite some strong aftershocks, no reports of damage or injury. Stock futures pointing toward a higher open this morning. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Hundreds upon thousands of people are expected to be part of the NFL draft activities in the Lambeau Field area starting tomorrow. Green Bay Police, Brown County Sheriff's deputies, and other public safety officials have been running scenarios to be prepared. One national law enforcement agency has been there and done that and will be lending its expertise to the mix. The FBI helps with public safety during the draft every year. Like they did for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last year, the FBI has been monitoring for potential online and in-person threats. Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensel says there are no known threats to the draft this year. Speaking of the draft, several area school districts have planned vacations during the draft to help avoid crowds and disruptions. Green Bay area public schools are off today through Friday. Ashwaubenon schools will have an early release today and are closed Thursday and Friday. The Unified School District in De Pere will have Friday off, and Howard Suamico schools will have an early release on Friday. Denmark, Pulaski, West De Pere, and Wrightstown, all in the greater Green Bay area, are continuing with a normal schedule this week. The big event starts tomorrow, and the Green Bay Packers are stoking the excitement for the NFL draft coming to Lambeau and Titletown with a Packers virtual draft party tonight at 7. Fans from all over can visit Packers.com or the Packers' official social media accounts to attend the free event featuring Packers President and CEO Mark Murphy, Packers players, and more. See our story at WISS.FM for links and information. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A big night for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bryce Terang had four hits. Jake Bowers, a two-run homer. Christian Yelich, a grand slam that sailed 407 feet. The Brewers beat the Giants 11-3 in San Francisco. Jose Quintana allowing just one run over six innings. He's now 3-0. Is he the best pitcher the Brewers have right now? Pat Murphy.
He is. I mean, he's only, how many starts has he made for us?
Three.
I feel like he's made 30 for us because it's just like he gives you that understanding of like, I know how to pitch. I know how to get out of this thing. I know how to navigate through a lineup.
NBA, the Bucks losing again to the Pacers, 123-115. The series moves to Milwaukee Friday with Indy up 2-0. NFL draft in Green Bay. Players and families arriving for tomorrow night's first round.
It is pretty amazing just kind of seeing all this kind of come together. What a cool thing for the Packers and city of Green Bay, and really neat to see it all come together.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little sunshine this morning, scattered showers and thunder showers this afternoon. Our high today, right around 70. Tonight, more rain, scattered showers mostly. Our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Cooler too, with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan-crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Minow and the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 38 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. High today in the mid-60s. Slight chance of showers on German Beer Day, Picnic Day. When's the last time any of you guys have been on a picnic? See, that's what I'm talking about. You did?
Summer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you would, Mary.
A little basket.
It's English Muffin Day, Cherry Cheesecake Day, Asparagus Day. Brewers taking on San Francisco Giants tonight at 8 o'clock here on WISS. Joining us right now, Janelle Fisher, City Pages Manager, Tori Whitrock, Sports Editor, and Mary Rohde on Broadway. Joining us, special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, Move with the Malcors, and Chant Francoeur, Meals with a Friend. Great having them all on. So, first of all, Mary, like I said, on behalf of Jim and I, no.
We'll talk about it later.
No. Did Jim, is there any discussion about this?
No. None. Zero.
I mean, this is one of those things where, nope. You know, you have a meeting.
Lines
that's
in
like,
the sand.
Hey, guys.
Nope. Yeah.
Mary talked to me about this like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And we actually had Speedos made for you guys say Minow and the Mayor. Minow on one side.
Yeah, I was going to say, and they have each other's faces on them. So cute.
Mary Rohde from On Broadway wanted us to do a dunk tank, and we have both had humiliating experiences in dunk tanks. Right, Jim?
Yep. Ain't going to happen. Those are in my past.
Get over it.
But we're going to volunteer Todd.
There you go.
Thanks. I'll wear the Speedo. I'm fine.
I'll bet you would.
And the intern?
Yeah, that's the intern. Okay.
IIT over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
That falls under all other duties as assigned.
Absolutely.
When is it?
Absolutely.
Fire Over the Fox.
Oh, yeah, that's... I tell you, the worst one I did it with you guys was the Winterfest.
Oh, jeez.
That was cold, like really cold. And then I got...
I'm not sure who's wise.
You remember the one I did,
was.
Cinco de Mayo, on the 5th of May? It's a big celebration, Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
And so they put me in a dunk tank to sink me. Back in my IXX days, you probably didn't listen back then.
I mean, I did.
But... Okay. No? Don't remember?
But not to you.
No. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, great having you here, Mary. So, Janelle, what's going on?
Oh, so many things.
Talk to us. And
I don't know if you...
And Tori, I mean, this is... I'm just going to sit back. You guys tell me everything in your world of journalism right now with everything coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Take it away.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw last week's big guide. You'd notice we had added a
Jim brought that in. That was fantastic. That's why I asked you during the break, who put that together?
No.
Well, you're thinking of Packerland.
Yes.
Yeah, Packerland. Yeah. I'm talking, if you've read the big guide last week, we had to add a whole separate category for draft events because there were just too many to split into the other category.
Wow. And there's 16 things today.
Yep.
Just today. Mm-hmm. And it's not even officially opened yet. I mean, tomorrow's it. But yeah, there's just a lot of stuff going on. And
all
I think that's great. And people
on.
Ask, we're trying to do our best to get the word out there. But, you know, even something as small as the tours tomorrow at the Northland, and then there's things going on today at the stadium. That starts at 10 o'clock, like right after this show, things are going on. And tonight, that's a huge festival on Broadway, and I'm in at Light Park and Kids Zone, and I just hope people are getting connected with that, and you guys are doing a great job of that, and we're trying to help out as well. So,
what's your gut feelings? Well, I mean, we don't have any precedent. You know what I mean? It's such a walk in space. But what do you think attendance wise? We're surprised. We talk about this that there's still hotel rooms and some Airbnb types that haven't been filled yet. You guys surprised by that?
Did you see that Airbnb thing on? By the way, there's still people like scrambling now. It's like, oh my god, I told.
Would you see that one was going for $12,000 a night or something or $50,000? I mean,
I think some of the hotels have reduced their nightly minimums now. They've gone from 4 to 2, which I think is helping some of that. And perhaps, too, some people even there'll be a larger drive market than expected.
That's what I think.
And people, instead of spending $4,000 or $5,000 to stay here 2 or 3 nights, they're going to drive the 4 or 5 or 6 hours, you know? So. Right. Who knows?
That's what I'm feeling too.
Well, you were going to say something though. What? You must have a gut feel. I mean, you're right. Like you said, we haven't.
Tori.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so stoked for this because I grew up loving college football and I didn't get into the NFL really until I came here and it was my job to cover the Packers. And now, obviously, it's like my two worlds are colliding. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was watching the draft last year and I was, you know, sitting there fangirling and. I watched the Heisman ceremony and I was all excited when, you know, Bo Nix got picked and everything. So now I'm just excited to see kind of how it plays out here with.
Why were you excited about Bo Nix?
Oh, he's gorgeous and his wife is gorgeous.
But I mean, Oregon? I didn't know what the.
Oh, yeah. I've
but you're a Southern Cal girl.
Yeah.
I thought you were USC or UCLA.
No, I grew up a hard UCLA fan. But I mean, I've branched out. I just love college football as a whole. I actually grew up as a hard UCLA fan. So when I was little, like Lane Kiffin was the coach at SC. So I thought I was always supposed to hate him. And then I got older and now I was like, actually, like, I think he's hilarious. I love Ole Miss.
You know, he used to live in Green Bay.
Oh, really?
I think he might have been born here. His dad was a coach for the Packers. He's a linebacker coach.
I never knew that.
We drafted one of your quarterbacks from UCLA. Turned out to be a flop.
Yeah.
Huntley. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, that's cool. I love that you're a big college football fan.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's nothing more exciting for me than the draft coming here.
Okay, next week when you come on. Todd, can we do a contest with her next week?
Probably.
My quarterback challenge?
We could try some fun stuff, sure. All right.
You name me any quarterback from 1957 to today, and I can tell you what college you went to.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And what we'll do is we'll have you play for people, and we'll give them a prize package whenever you beat me.
Sounds good.
Deal?
Deal.
All right, cool.
So what do you got going on Broadway on the South End today? You have restaurants, right, today?
So that's not within the Broadway district. That's over in the Shipyard district. Right. So I saw some of the great press that they've been
receiving. Just so you know, Jim pretty much gets everything wrong, and you're going to have to correct him.
It's all good.
He's
it's
real
fine.
Close. Broadway. It's, really I mean, it close is, on it is, everything.
It is absolutely on the line between the two districts, and you're right, it is on South Broadway. So, yes, there's an event with some food trucks and live music, I think,
going on. I just want to say one thing. We had Packer players. Who did we talk to the other day about what Green Bay used to be like, even when I came here? Broadway was like Skid Row in a certain way from, you know, the early 80s, mid 80s. Yep. So that entire extent, what you guys are doing with On Broadway and the Shipyard over to take that street and what you guys are turning into entertainment wise is fantastic.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what the next couple phases of the Shipyard project. And I know there's some programming that the Parks and Rec Department is planning for the Shipyard this summer. We'll announce that here in the coming months at our Summer in the City press conference. But just so excited to see that transformation.
Because I was part of the group trying to get the baseball stadium built over there.
Oh, that would have been something.
I'm telling you, that is such an that is underrated, that area. How great it can be, the potential there.
Yep.
So, all right. So what else is going on? Janelle?
Yeah, well, you want to go see a live band, take your pick. You could not see all of them this week if you tried.
Amazing.
I know Shipyard District's got music pretty much every day this week. At the Tracks has got music every day this week. You've got the Draft City Music Fest. Pretty much any bar has got an impressive lineup for this week. So,
do you know how the Brad Paisley thing is going to work? Can you just, I mean, okay, so it costs a lot of money to be in the bowl section of the draft, correct? Is that going to be the Brad Paisley thing? Does anybody know?
I have no idea. As far as I know, the Brad Paisley thing is free to attend.
Right.
You need the One Pass app.
Which is hard to do.
We're gonna skip over that.
But as far as I know, that's free to attend.
Okay.
But to your point, I don't know if it's going to be on the draft theater stage, or I did see them setting up a rather large side stage in front of the American Family Gate.
That's where they usually have those concerts. Yeah. So I think that's where it's going to be.
So, cool. All right. See. Awesome.
But yeah, that's that whole area. And then we had Maddie on here from Stadium View. You know, and they've got, 16 bands, 3 stages. Mm-hmm. Badger State is heavy on entertainment. Yep. There's just a lot of, it's going to be so much fun. Like you said, there's no lack of entertainment. And a lot of people have tried. Appleton is really reaching out with their Mile of Music. It's not the whole what we're used to, but it's just kind of a mini Mile of Music. Just a lot of things going on, and people have really worked hard. I just hope they realize, the profit that people, come and support that. There's just a lot of things to do. And if we get the attendance of a Packer game, people are going to lose money because we need 200, 230, 40,000 people here because we built out for that. So I just hope that all happens. And I think it will. I hope it will.
Well, I got a person, I'm not going to say who's going to be one of the nut is like $11,000 they've got into it to, just the beginning. They owe $11,000.
This is a little street vendor.
Yeah. So, you got to really, this.
He's banking on it.
I just don't know.
He took the Packer game times 4.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty estimated. But I don't know if we're going to get that big of a out-of-state influx here. I just don't. Do you guys?
Well, being from someone who's out of state, right. I think there's a huge draw just with it being the Packers.
Okay. So, people from L.A. would come here.
It's Lambeau, right? Okay. It's Lambeau. Yeah, it has its own draw.
Yeah, okay. My boyfriend in high school, his older brother had Packers tattoos and stuff like that, and it was his dream to come here. So, I knew a lot of people out in California that were like, worshipped at the feet of the Packers.
Awesome.
So I think there will be a significant draw from out of state. I can't speak to if it's going to be as big as anticipated. I think people's eyes kind of got really big when they started hearing about how many people are going to be here and the numbers and the opportunities for their businesses and stuff. But so I think their eyes might have gotten a little too big, but I don't know. I think it'll still be quite a good
Just turnout. A small thing that we kind of judge things on here is like during the exhibition season on Fridays, how many different jerseys walk up and down, the road here. Right. We haven't seen that yet. So maybe it is more of a late arriving type crowd that, what I'm saying?
I think you also got to think it's midweek.
Right.
So if people are planning on coming up, you're probably not going to see them today because they're still at work today.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for putting me in my place.
Fine. And they came to see the statues. You got to admit, they...
We missed the statues downtown.
Yeah.
The Packers statues. We miss those. We're not happy about that.
Yeah.
We don't even know where they are. If we can find out where they are, I'd get some guys to break in and steal them. I really would. I got guys that would do that.
We want them in our office right here.
Yes. One of them right here.
No, I hope people come down here because the businesses downtown here and on Broadway and really all over the place have got their welcome signs out. So we can move on to something else. But I think people are ready. The Green Bay community, Alloway, Appleton.
Get it on.
We're ready.
Hey, tell us a little bit about Lake Park, though. Their concerts. That's pretty impressive life.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, gates open at 3. First band, Chocolatiers, go on stage at 4. Amazing fireworks presented by Festival at 8:30, and De La Soul takes the stage after.
I didn't know who that was, the whole thing. I've had so many people say, are you kidding? I will be...
Yeah,
their fans are passionate, huh?
Yeah, they haven't toured in years.
Wow.
Decade.
Talk about the Kids Zone, too. I think that's cool.
We'll
do that
as soon as we come back. Right after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
April is World Autism Month, a time to focus on sharing stories and providing opportunities to increase understanding and acceptance of the autism community. To learn signs of autism and find out how you can make a difference in your community, visit autismspeaks.org. This message is made possible by Landscape Solutions by Michael Kirsch. For a free estimate on your next home outdoor project, contact Landscape Solutions at 920 720-8054.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Do you have some old books lying around and you don't really know what to do with them? I have just the thing for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can join the Flower Bar and Book Swap at Hello Honey Floral on Wednesday, April 23rd from 5 till 8 p.m. Basically, if you have some old books lying around, bring them in and find some new ones to take home. Plus, there's going to be a flower bar where you can create your own bouquet by the stem. Go ahead, check it out by going to WISS.FM and clicking events.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Janelle Fisher, City Pages Manager of the Press Times, Tori Wittenbrock, Sports Editor of the Press Times, and Mary Rohde on Broadway Incorporated. Talk about the draft music and everything. We're talking about that during the break. Just going to toss out, give you each one of your opinions, starting with you, Tori. Brad Paisley.
I mean, I'm stoked. I grew up a 90s country fan and early 2000s country. So, I mean, I grew up listening to Brad Paisley. I love him. I'm stoked about that.
Janelle?
I think it's going to be fun. I think a lot of people online figured it was going to be somebody country,
right?
given where we are, but yeah.
But you know what? The country fans, or excuse me, the country performers, they haven't been shy about how much they love the Packers and coming here and you know even singing the national anthem. Some of those people that this is as you were mentioning, people in Los Angeles are looking at Green Bay as kind of a mecca. Yeah. Country stars seem to look at Green Bay that way, don't they?
They do. I mean, it's always been a rumor that Tim McGraw has a house in Door County and, you know, those kind of things. Northeast Wisconsin's just been such a in the spotlight or destination, I should say, for country acts. They've always done well here. I think about Freedom, that little church picnic thing in Freedom. They get Brooks and Dunn and like these massive country stars. And so as a country loving girl, I am very excited.
Okay, you say you're country loving. When I was at a different radio station, it used to be on us for free tickets to like pretty much every concert, Mary, and they were in all country. Who'd you give those to? I can call Murph.
You know,
I can call Katie.
Points in
what
my
do you
life.
Want me to call?
You know, mm-hmm. I just adapted to my surroundings.
Okay, fine. Another thing though about this weekend coming in here, I mean, Green Bay in Northeast Wisconsin, we're all trying to be, you know, put our best foot forward type thing. But I'm just really impressed with the how do I put it? I mean, like the Broadway Association, the different, we're talking about the different distilleries. Everybody is like invested in this. Everybody wants us to look good. Mm-hmm. The world is watching and they want us to look good. Do you guys feel that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think personally Green Bay is like Wisconsin's best kept secret. I mean, I think that we're really overlooked. Our state as a whole is really overlooked. I think outside of the Packers and cheese, no one really thinks much of Wisconsin. And I mean, when I was in Southern California, we had a neighbor that moved here. She moved from Wisconsin and she had her kids going to elementary school. And the teacher that they had, one of my sisters had when she was in elementary school. And she actually asked them, like, do you guys have access to the World Wide Web in Wisconsin? And it was like, I mean, I think that just as a whole, the state is usually overlooked. And I think people are going to be really surprised when they get here and see
how beautiful it is. Being from L.A., that's awesome to hear that.
Yeah.
That really is.
Yeah. I mean, I stayed here.
Yeah, that's true. But what do you think what are you guys, on the other flip side now, what are you concerned about? Because now that you know the area and whatever, what are you guys concerned about?
Parking.
Go ahead, Janelle. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Parking. Without a doubt, parking.
No.
I feel like every time I come to an event, like, I'm worried about parking, and I look around and think, like I've been to Detroit, I've driven through Detroit, and just the sheer amount of parking lots they have there. But I'm sure it'll also work out. I know there's buses running from everywhere. I know you can park downtown and take a shuttle to Titletown. So I think it'll work out, but parking.
Very legitimate concern.
Yeah, I just think they've addressed that, though. But maybe the word didn't get out. But I think that 15-minute shuttle, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah. I think there's some good solutions.
Right.
But
I don't think the communication's been perfect on this. And I don't know why, but because I think there's a lot of people working and people who ask stuff, and then you make one phone call. It's like, well, no, that's figured out, or this is figured out, or this is what it is. But one resource has been a little bit difficult. You guys did a good job in your paper, I think, laying out the events. But some people that have some concerns, they don't need to be concerned because, I mean, there's a guy with one of our sponsors, Kevin Burkle, has 1,400 parking spots. We're like, how's it going? He goes, well, I haven't rented too many so far. You know, I mean, that was 3 days ago he was on here, right?
I God bless people in Ashwaubenon right around the stadium that have always, you know, rented out their driveways and their yards and everything like that. As somebody from out of town, I don't think I would risk driving around that area trying to find a yard to park in. Would you guys?
No, and I think that's part of it. I think people from around here know, right. Well, you can park in pretty much anybody's yard for the right price, and there's buses running, but I think a lot of people coming in from downtown or coming in from out of town aren't necessarily going to know, because at what other stadium are you surrounded by houses whose yards you can park in?
Right.
That was great. I was driving through there, I don't know, last week, and people out there with their tape measures, you know, just to see how many they can squeeze in. I thought that was cool. The other thing I thought was really funny was there was a lady that they interviewed, and, well, they said, what are you going to charge for parking? That? Well, we got together, the neighbors, and we set a price, which is totally against the law. You know, that's like collusion, you know. I'm like, you probably should have said that. But anyway, I think it's going to be fine. You're right. I think to the unknown, people who come to games are going to be like, well, I'm just going to drive down Thorndale or something like that. I'm going to find a spot. But other people are like, well, that's a neighborhood.
Or where they parked before.
Right. They're going to be like, well, can't park in the neighborhood. So they're going to look for these surface parking lots of 5,000 spots, and we just don't have those.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys, coming into the, what do you think the, as far as with the pack, I mean, it's an NFL event. It's not a, you know, that's the thing we've
NFL
learned.
Event.
It's an NFL event. Do you think that's a positive, or in some ways comes with some chinks in the armor?
Well, this is the, forgive me if I'm talking out of turn here, but I believe this is the first draft where the team is so intimately involved. You talk to some, you know, we talked to the folks in downtown Detroit who were, you know, really the only entity involved directly with the NFL. The Lions were not. And some of the other cities, the teams really said, here's the keys to our stadium, see you later. So having the Packers so involved with this, I think, has been a pro. And I think the NFL's learning that maybe this is a good thing, and they'll take some of this onto, is it Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh? Yeah. So who knows?
I will say this. I've talked to some people who, behind closed doors, say, okay, we know how to do events in Green Bay, Wisconsin, NFL. Let us do this. There's a little bit of that undercurrent. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, for sure. There's been a lot of conversations behind closed doors of suggestions of, well, what if we did it this way? And what if we, so there's been some compromising. I think that has happened. And I think, again, this is just a learning curve for the Green Bay coming to, or for the NFL.
And there's no precedent, right?
Coming to the smallest NFL city.
What would you, if you were mayor, right now, today, you were mayor, what would you do? Would you do anything special?
I would just make sure that everything is somewhere. All the information, everything from parking to the Northland Hotels tours to this thing that's at Heritage Hill, everything is on there. It's like, well, I don't really care. Just, well, then scroll past it. You'll find something else. But there's so much going on. I have Appleton stuff on the website. I have what Oshkosh is doing. I have everything on there. The shuttle buses from Fox River Mall to the stadium, you know, every hour they're doing that. There's just so much. And we're almost like overwhelmed with this because the Packer game's like 70,000 people. We've done that for years and years. But it's out there. We just got to work a little harder to find it.
Janelle Fisher, City Pages manager, Tori Wittenbrock, sports editor, Press Times. You guys do a fantastic job. I say this every time you're here. I love your paper. Mary Rohde on Broadway. Give me a free shirt.
And I'd give you a...
Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll get you a Draft City Music Fest shirt.
Do I have to do the dunk tank for it?
Maybe.
Damn it. Back after this.
If you want to know who we are, it's on the road.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The EAA has over 750 temporary positions to fill for EAA Air Venture Oshkosh, taking place July 21st through the 27th. Positions include retail, security and event support, auto parking, camper registration, and even bartending services. Retail and auto parking applicants can be as young as 14, security personnel must be at least 16, and other positions require individuals to be 18 years of age or older. See our story at WISS.FM for more information and links to apply. A Wisconsin police union says some hospital workers haven't been helpful. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The Milwaukee Police Association is calling for possible obstruction charges against staff at Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. It comes after officers were allegedly denied medical care unless they were disarmed. The union says the hospital staff have also interfered with lawful police investigations, making it harder to collect evidence and interview witnesses. Fraidert has apologized after a recent incident. The police association warns that if the conduct continues, they'll call for criminal charges against any staff who impedes police duties.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing some safe driving tips in honor of National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. According to the press release, texting and driving specifically has become a larger issue over the years. The Wisconsin State Patrol recommends that residents put their phones on Do Not Disturb mode when they're behind the wheel. If drivers need to send a text in an emergency situation and can't wait until they arrive at their destination, they should pull over to a safe location or ask a passenger to send the text for them if possible. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I identify with that film in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope is referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring OutRun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, scattered showers and thunder showers this afternoon. Our high today, right around 70. Tonight, more rain, scattered showers mostly. Our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Cooler too, with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time at our new time slot, 2 until 4, and Matt Solomon from Cracked.com talking about SNL at 50. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. All right, once again, coming up this morning at 8:50, we'll announce the top craft pick winner with the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick promotion. Who's going to walk away with that? One of the 10 top crafters in Northeast Wisconsin will win that. And one of our listeners, voters, will walk away with $250 in gift cards from those participating sponsors. That's coming up this morning after 8:50 with Mino and the Mayor.
That's awesome. Can't wait. And you know what? I just want to say it again. That has been, I've been in like a million radio promotions in my lifetime or whatever. This has been the most fun one of anything I've ever done, just because all the people that that own the distilleries, just good people and entertaining, and we've learned so much. I still love the guy. I mean, all of them are great, but the guy in Fond du Lac who makes the
Ledge Rock.
Ledge Rock, where the water they make in their beverages is from their backyard in the hills, going through the limestone, and they grow their own corns. It's like awesome.
And that first guy we had on, his brothers.
Yes.
And with that wine, how he just, you know, tries something different every day. It's like, well, I'll try the peach and see how it works.
And I think that's really cool, what Tori was saying here, Tori Wittenbrock from the Press Times, being from Southern California, about how underrated the other things outside of the Packers and cheese are in Wisconsin that are so cool. And I think these distilleries and these brewers, these craft brewers, I think that's a big part of our whole area now.
But I think 90%, if not 100%, were the actual owner.
Yeah.
And that's cool, too, because then you're really getting the story. You know, they didn't send in the sales manager, the marketing manager. They sent in the owner. So that was, I really enjoyed that. That was fun. We got the backstory and where they're going in the future. That was
great
cool.
Stuff.
That was great.
Terry Barr, are you there?
I am here, boys. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't think you were there. I was stalling a little bit because I saw an empty studio camera.
Yes.
But that's...
Oh, actually, you know what? I will fire that up for you the next time.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
How are you, Terry Barr? What are you doing this weekend? You coming around? You covering the draft and all? I mean, you pretty much the slice of Wisconsin.
I already started it covering because, you know, there's so much, as you said, going on. It was great to hear your last guests because I'm thinking, as I'm listening to them, ooh, we're on it. We've got these topics. This is great. But I have my first slice of Wisconsin about the draft today. Are you ready for this one? Because
absolutely.
I have a question for you.
And by the way, Terry, tell everybody what slice of Wisconsin is.
Oh, Slice of Wisconsin is our twice a month feature, and we decided we now reveal the new one on your show, which is really fun. But basically, we look for unique, old, historic, just different things around Wisconsin that people may not know about, and try to reveal that story to the listeners and on the website to the readers as well.
Outstanding.
So. Yeah, so this one is historic as it relates to the NFL draft. Of course, you guys have been talking this up. Your guests were terrific. All eyes, yes, are on Green Bay and Wisconsin. 250,000 people expected. But did you know this is the second time Wisconsin is hosting a draft?
Like Milwaukee one year, like I want to say 1939?
You ruined the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was Milwaukee.
I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you were quizzing us.
I figured you guys have been doing your homework, but I didn't know how many other people may know that. I was pretty surprised when I found out. Yeah. The first time was back in 1939. Do you know, John? So now I'm going to try to stump you. Do you know what else it was in conjunction with? Why it was in Milwaukee in 1939?
Because the Packers were playing in the championship game the next year against the New York Giants and beat them 37-0?
27-0.
Damn
but
it.
Otherwise, you're correct. Bing, bing, bing.
I thought you were going to ask
Good
me.
Good job. It's like you read my slice of Wisconsin already.
Right. Oh, keep talking about it. I love this, Terry.
Yeah. Oh, this is such a fun story. Yep. They did choose Milwaukee because, as you mentioned, the NFL championship game was the following day. So the draft was a one-day little thing that happened before the championship game. And then the next day, the Packers played and beat the Giants 27-0. That's not all the news I have for you related to the draft and some fun things from around Wisconsin. Have you heard about the band Doozy?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, good. Okay, I got you on something, finally. Okay, so Doozy is an Appleton-based band, and they are releasing a brand new song this week, and when they release it to the greater masses Friday night, they're actually going to show up at the NFL draft and play it live on the big stage for everybody.
Oh, wow.
They put in a request to the NFL and to the Packers. Do you have an official NFL draft song? And if you don't, can we write one? We'd love to write one. This band has been together 20 years, so they know what they're doing. So they wrote this song, they submitted it, and we have just a little sample of it if you would like to hear it.
Absolutely.
Okay, Todd, take it away. Isn't it
Terry,
fun? Yes.
Where are they from?
Doozy is based in Appleton. And if you want to look them up on social media, they're all over it teasing this song right now. It's D-O-O-Z-E-Y. And they kept it in Wisconsin when they recorded at Cherry Pit Studios in Menominee Falls. You can feel the song has that great sports energy to
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
They wrote it that way intentionally because they really want it to feel like, you know, kind of overcoming diversity, overcoming obstacles. And we talked to him over the weekend on Max Inc. Radio as well. And they said they wanted it to feel like a football player at the NFL draft, just waiting for their time to be the one. I love it. I think it's so much fun.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
Last one standing.
Last one standing. Yeah. Sorry about that. They're going to be on stage, the big stage Friday night.
That's
to
pretty cool.
Play
they got
this
that.
Live for the very first time.
Wow. That's awesome. They got that.
What a career move that could be.
Big.
I know. I said, don't forget us. When you're
right.
Wow. I don't know the background of that, Terry. Do you know? I mean, did the NFL throw it out there, or did these guys come up with it on their own to have a draft theme? I'd never heard that before.
They went after it as soon as it was announced that the NFL draft this year would be in Wisconsin. And, you know, smart guys, you know, probably sitting around brainstorming a little bit, saying, how can we be part of this? And, you know, I don't know, do you remember back in Detroit and even back to Kansas City, they highlighted a lot of big local music, but it was often on the bigger side, names people knew. Here comes Doozy in Wisconsin, and they're going to stomp on the stage on Friday night and show off what they've got.
That is fantastic. What a tremendous story that is.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow.
Hey, I want to do a shout out for you, Terry. Terry's been doing a lot of reporting on the draft, and we'll continue with draft updates on our websites at wgbw.fm and wiss.fm. And every day, Terry and I are getting together and picking a few things to kind of promote on the air as well. That's been fun, by the way, Terry. It's always good working with you
on
that stuff.
It is fun. Well, there's so much. And Mr. Mayor, I heard you say this. There's so much, it's almost overwhelming. So Todd and I kind of go through the schedule every day and pick out what could be favorite picks, like a draft pick, favorite picks, but also maybe something that's a little overlooked. So we try to pick out, you know, those kinds of things. Not something that we know a lot of people already know about.
That's a concern I have because a lot of work, you've been in this. You've done a lot of events, and a lot of work goes into an event. Just a lot of work, and even today at 10 o'clock. Now, this is going to be pretty cool, but it's
I just want to say he's speaking from experience because he had our street closed off one day during our show for a ping pong ball dropped from a helicopter, and the city workers were actually here. Todd, do you remember that day?
Yeah, definitely.
But somebody dropped their end of the deal, so that's why I did what I was supposed to do.
No.
Yeah, I was good. I was good. I knew what I was supposed to do. Yeah. But I'd be saying, even today, you know, out at City Stadium, which is very cool, but there's a lot of events going on out there for families. And like I said, you know, I just, there's 16 things going on today, just today, and the draft hasn't really officially kicked off yet.
And Terry,
I know, every day I open the schedule, and there's more added to the schedule.
There is.
I think my favorite, I just did a story about this that will be airing today, is what you were talking about happening around the City Walk and the Heritage Trail, where they're going to have actors being Vince Lombardi and Curly Lambeau, and they're going to tell the stories about what happened in these particular very important historic areas of downtown Green Bay.
In first person, real live people are doing it. That's very cool.
Aren't you playing the part of somebody?
I'm so the Northland Hotel, they're giving tours there tomorrow as well as part of that. And Frank Herman's is
somebody.
George Calhoun? George Calhoun. Paul Everson is somebody. And I'm somebody.
Why?
Who are you?
I don't know. At 10 tomorrow.
Amongst those people.
From 10 to
which
1.
One was collegiately bestowed with Actor of the Year Award, collegiately, which one of them? Not you, not Frank, not Paul Everson, and they didn't ask me to portray somebody?
I'm not in charge.
I'm
not in charge.
Wow.
So that is going on tomorrow, but that's all part of it. But see, those are the little things that I think are going on that, you know, I think people
get
would
overshadowed
enjoy.
A little bit.
And most of these things, right, like 99% of them are free.
Right, right.
Which I think is also really cool. And you go for an hour and a half. So anyway, thanks for doing that. I'm trying to do, you know, we're trying to do our part here as much as we can. And
oh, I
the
know
lady
you
from
are.
The Press Times
you,
is, the Press Gazette had something in today with a lot of stuff, not everything, but, you know, you can only do so much. Anyway, I just hope people who are coming into town, if we can help them find little things like that, because today you can't do 16 things in one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope they go exploring.
I hope they don't get stuck in the one area where they think all the excitement is happening, because there is so many exciting things going on.
Well, even that's Appleton. A concern. That's even a concern. Appleton's hosting draft events.
Right. Mile of Music.
Yeah. And you can hop on the bus at the Fox River Mall and ride up safely, easily to Green Bay, ride on back. I mean, it's everything's covered.
It is.
It feels like.
So,
yeah.
We got a text. Kathy says, is there just one schedule where we can see everything?
That's what Jim was just asking, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I haven't found it. Because every page I look at has sharing of different things. I think one that has been the best for me is the City of Green Bay website.
But I don't know that they have a lot of Appleton stuff on there. And
they wouldn't. That is so true. You probably have to go to the City of Appleton. Yeah.
Right. And I think that
I know the City of Green Bay has links.
They do.
They may not list everything, but they have links to almost everything they can find. And I would think Appleton probably did the same thing, but now I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's it.
Next draft, you're in charge of that, Jim. Next draft, you're in charge of that.
You know, I will say this. It gets frustrating when people, and I get a lot of my friends say, I'm leaving town. I don't want to.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, come on.
Crazy.
Oh, man, embrace
it's
this.
It's free. Yeah,
this is historic.
It's historic. We got the entire football world, and literally the world is looking at Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Northeast Wisconsin.
I know.
Let's embrace it.
It's so exciting. Are you both going there at some point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think concern was traffic, but, you know, now we have that 15-minute shuttle runs. Every 15 minutes, that is not a long wait.
No.
So, anyway, I just think people... And today's a good day to kind of kick the tires. It really starts officially tomorrow, but, you know.
Get a dry run.
We're going down there. Well, down there yesterday, but, I think it's going to be great. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I think it's going to be cool.
So,
anyway. And all your sports coverage, listen for Mike Clemens. He's going to have it covered from one end to the other for sports.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Terry Barr, give your show one quick plug.
It's the Slice of Wisconsin. It's coming out today, first here on Mino and the Mayor.
Outstanding. Right. Terry Barr, the best.
Rock on, guys.
You bet. Thank you, Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Craft pick winner announcement coming up right after this. I'm going to do it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's dumb. I'm going to
to the beat of my own drum. I'm gonna be the last one standing.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
As a corpsman, you had to deal with a lot of difficult things. There was one time we brought this poor kid in, and there was hardly anything left to him. But he just wouldn't die. He would not quit. He kept hanging on for at least 20 minutes, and it just tore everybody up watching him. Just such a helpless feeling. As gruesome as it was, it could be good at times. It was actually an interesting job because one week I might be with a line company, another week with artillery, maybe a mortar unit. I moved around like that for almost 6 months, including 1 2-week tour with the Swift boats. Their corpsman got wounded, so I filled in. Those guys were crazy. I'm telling you, wow. The tension you pull up to search a boat, just thick, thick tension all the time. Jim Barlament, Marine Corpsman, United States Navy.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Pain we've ever done. Oh, yeah.
It's been fun, and we had a lot of votes on this.
And we've tasted some fantastic beverages.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic beverages.
We've got the winners today. You
Here
voted for it, and we've got the winner for you this morning, and we'll announce the winner of all the gift cards, too.
All right.
You guys ready for this?
You're in charge, Todd. Let's do it.
Let's do the top craft pick first.
Okay,
so 10 great sponsors.
And we
on
don't
this.
Know. Jim and I don't know.
You do not know. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, we are.
The top vote getter, and we've got all the stats. If people want stats, we can get stats for them. The top vote getter for Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick in Dale, Wisconsin.
Oh, good for them.
Old Station 31.
Wow.
Spirits the winner this morning. Right.
Congratulations.
That's a great one.
The entire town of Dale.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. They worked it hard.
Yeah.
They worked it very hard. So congratulations.
All right.
Fantastic.
That's a nice family.
Congratulations.
Nice,
you bet.
Great. Good.
Yep.
Good.
I can't wait to stop there.
All right. Guys ready?
Yes.
We are.
Now, this person was just one of the many voters, hundreds of voters on this.
Right.
Who voted for their top craft pick. And this person's going to walk away with $250 in gift cards to the participating sponsors.
All right.
Ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
If you voted and your name is Rhonda Schrader, you are the winner of $250 in gift cards from the top craft pick in Mino and the Mayor.
Rhonda Schrader.
All right, Rhonda.
Rhonda, congratulations.
Rhonda.
Rhonda's buying the first round.
Absolutely. Okay. Help us, Rhonda. We need some free beer. That's awesome. That's congratulations. Great. And thank you to everybody that voted, that took part, and all of the people and that were a part of this.
So we got to support them all summer,
absolutely,
all year.
Absolutely, religiously.
Those are great small businesses.
Yeah.
Growing to be big businesses, but yeah.
Well, shout out to our sales guy, Pete, too.
Oh, yeah.
Peter did a great job.
He did.
Absolutely.
Yep. So
fun.
He reached out, met with each of the sponsors, say, hey, come on, let's have some fun with the draft. We created the craft pick, and boom, had a lot
fantastic
of fun with it.
Fantastic. This has been great. Congratulations to everybody out there. And the town of Dale, look out.
Yeah.
Partying there today.
And that's easy to get to.
Absolutely.
So that'd be fun.
Super. Jeff Merkus just sent a thing.
Yeah, I was looking
at that. Green.com, Green Bay.
That's close to, that's a good website to go to. Yep. Touchdowndowntown.com. A lot of info on there. Not everything, but 99% of it, right? We just talked about Appleton and some of these other Manitowoc. There's things going on all over.
I got a question for
Green
you.
Bay,
question for you.
Bro, I should say.
So you guys had a big event at the new community shelter last night. Yeah. Got a $50,000 check. Yeah. How were you guys selected?
The NFL selected it. They were going to they come into a town and do a nonprofit every NFL draft, and we asked them that, which was cool, and they were very kind with their response, but they just wanted to support someone who supports the community. And
was Roger Goodell there serving pizza?
He wasn't there. I was hoping he was going to show up. I really was.
But Aaron Jones, Marco Rivera,
And they had some other
Clinton Dix,
and they had some people. Quite a few people from New York that were there, but, you know, they're not household names. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't ask me who they were. Super nice people, every one of them. And then they had people from Little Caesars that's what they do.
NFL
they,
Films,
yep,
right?
They were there. There's a lot of media there. I was surprised by that. It was great and just great energy. And, of course, you know, the people who were there, the people who come for the community meal and other people, we're very grateful.
And Vince Vetrano, whose show you used to come on all the time, but you don't remember.
He was there. It was great to see him.
You didn't even know he was there.
Okay.
Tavia says, thank you guys from all of us at Old Station 41. Oh, congratulations, Tavia. We just BS for a living. You guys make it all happen.
Yeah. And you deserve that.
Yeah.
I mean, they all did, but
can't wait to stop out.
Yeah, we'll do that. No, that was a nice kickoff last night. And I don't know. They just said they looked at some other nonprofits.
I mean, 50 grand.
I know that was, you know what? That was a surprise.
Whew.
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money for
having
us.
Having worked in a nonprofit type of endeavor where you rub two dimes together to get a quarter sometimes, it's like, man, when somebody offers you a check like that.
Well, think about, John, we can serve, you know, we squeeze every penny over there, but, you know, we can serve, you know, 150, 200 people for $250.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
That's like 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot of food.
It's phenomenal.
So we were delighted with that last night. And like I said, they were as happy
You got to do one thing, though. You got to let DeLorean know the next time you guys have catfish. Because I was telling him about that yesterday. He's like, you can't get catfish around here.
No, not like
where do you have catfish?
Yeah.
I said, we at the community shelter.
That was funny.
We got this. I think Patrick Mahomes is helping a youth event today at noon at Old City Stadium.
That's his mom.
Oh, his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she's helping out there.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, she's helping out there.
No, absolutely.
He's not here.
You know, that's another thing. If people really want to know about Green Bay, Green Bay East High School.
If
anybody
who is
in town, that's not the birthplace. So there was Hagemeister Park.
That's right.
That nobody is totally quite sure where it was because then it got built over or whatever. But, I mean, that was where the Green Bay Packers played their football games, right there.
And that's
where Curly Lambeau went to high school.
Well, his house is right there.
Jim Crowley went to high school. I mean, if you want to know about the birth of the Green Bay Packers, the most storied franchise in you know, maybe next to the Yankees or something.
Right. And why not? You're here? Take that walking
tour? You're
right
here.
Right.
Yeah. So that's cool. All right, man, this has been a fun day.
Yeah.
A lot of great guests. Appreciate everybody that came on. Dan will fling them in. Heritage Hill, we'll talk more about that thing that I'm going to be a part of on Friday. Chad Francoeur, wonderful gentleman, Meals with a Friend. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Janelle Fisher, Tori Wittenbrock, Mary Rohde, Press Times, and On Broadway, and Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. You guys are all great. Thanks for doing that. We'll be back in tomorrow morning, man. It is NFL Draft Headquarters, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Appleton, Oshkosh. See ya.
Yeah. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
For Superhero Day, let's honor the real or fictional heroes who inspire us. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Whether they wear a mask, cape, scrubs, or uniforms, we'll share why it's a real celebration.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11. Nightlight with Pete Walba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your time at Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security. He's like, you're looking at him.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community.
Local Civic Media Radio's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The body of Pope Francis now lying in state. Members of the public are filing past.
I'm Patrick Reville at St. Peter's Square. There are hundreds of people lined up here waiting to pay their respects to Pope Francis as he lies in St. Peter's Basilica. It's a mixture of tourists and pilgrims. They'll have 3 days now to pay their respects until the funeral on Saturday.
The conclave will be held after that. All of the cardinals gathering the Sistine Chapel sworn to secrecy as they choose the next pope. Thousands of people in Ocean County, New Jersey, who had been told to evacuate their homes, have now been told they can go return. They were cleared out as the wildfire continues to burn. Security stepped up across Indian-controlled Kashmir a day after an attack that killed at least 26 people, most of them tourists. In Istanbul, Turkey, people ran out of their homes and offices at a magnitude 6.2 earthquake that rattled the city. No reports of serious damage or injuries. This is ABC News.